The quote for today comes from Zig Ziglar, and it's a great quote for those of you who may have the perfectionism issue, who may have an issue like I do, which is procrastination. And the quote says, "You don't have to be great to get started, but in order to be great, you must start." You have to start to be great. You got to start to be great. in order for you to know if you're mediocre at something, if you're good at something, if you're not good at something, if something refills you, if something depletes you, if something is not for you, you would have had to try it. I always tell my mentees to collect experiences like playing cards, collect experiences like a Michael Jordan, North Carolina college rookie card, like collect experiences, because experiences will help you to know who you are, what you excel at, what are the types of things, like your experiences will help you to refine your yes and your no.
Success follows experience.
You don't have the experience, you actually are kind of guessing.
So get some more experience.
Hey, you want to go snorkeling? Never been snorkeling before. No. How do you know? You may go snorkeling and find out that this is the thing that you've been born to do, or you may go snorkeling and realize this is absolutely not the thing for me, but you never know until you actually try it. That's the first component of what I love that Zig Ziglar is sharing in this quote today. You don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. You don't have to be great to start. That's the first part, and I'm leaving that for last. But you do have to start to be great. You have to try. You have to put one foot in front of the other. You've got to get out of your head. You've got to stop the perfectionism in order to push you past that thing that's holding you back to start. And once you start, you have the potential to be great. But you don't have the potential for anything if you never start. And so one of the freedoms that he's giving us in the quote is that you don't have to be great to start. You don't have to actually know anything in order to get started. You don't actually need to have any criteria or any check boxes checked in order to start. Now, somebody said to me the other day, I would like to start this business. And what do you think? Should I just dive out there and do it? I was like, well, how much business have you done already? Well, none. I said, how many clients have you actually delivered this particular service or product for? Well, none. I said, well, how do you know you want to officially start the business if you actually have never done any business? And he's like, well, I thought that's what the starting of the business was all about. I start the business and then I kind of see, I'm like, actually, you ever heard of a soft launch? Have you ever gone to like CES or NAB and any of these tech shows where they're showing off gear that is a soft launch, meaning it isn't quite 100% ready yet. In fact, we're not even sure if this is ever gonna come to market, but we're showing it to you because we kind of want to get a feel of whether or not this is a good direction. That soft launch, that gear that you see at these shows that sometimes make it to market, sometimes don't, that's them starting. Sometimes we feel like we need to have the official start be the start, and that's not it. There is a start before the start. Can I give you an example? I think I've shared this story before, but I'm still going to share it again. My dad would ask me to do these interviews. We would be at family reunion. We would be talking with cousins and uncles and aunts, uncles from literally all over the world who had come in town for this family reunion. My dad would have that camcorder on his shoulder and he would tap me and he would say, go ahead. interview people, tell people what's going on. I'd be like, hey fam, thank you so much for joining us. This is the 1995 Nugent family reunion here in Orlando, Florida, and we're excited to be here. Right here, we got Uncle Ferdy. Uncle Ferdy, what's going on? And Uncle Ferdy would chat with me for a little bit, and I would just do that. And sometimes we would go for hours. This is when I was 16, when I was 15, when I was 13. I had been interviewing and quote unquote live recording, live to tape at the time, not live streaming, but it's basically the same thing. I had been looking into a camera and delivering the better part of my life. I spent an entire career in IT not recognizing that I had been trained. I had been soft launched. I had already started doing this particular thing years ago. You get an opportunity to start, and in order to start, there's no prerequisite. You don't have to be great to start. But in order to be great, you will have to start something. And I love that from Zig Ziglar. Very practical quote for us today to be able to consider, for us to be able to kind of grapple with. What is holding me back from just starting?
Come on, Hardigan. What's holding you back?
What's holding me back from trying something out? I don't need to make an announcement. I don't need to make a Facebook post. I don't need to, you know, go live and tell people this is what I'm doing. If you want to, I'm not discouraging. I'm just saying, in order for me, like, I started doing the podcast long before I started doing the podcast. I did a 52 podcast tour long before I actually had my own podcast. I didn't tell anybody that's what I was doing. I was doing that because for me, it was like, do I like this? Do I not? I was trying it out, but I was also getting my reps in. I was also building a muscle. I was also realizing that I could possibly be great at this. I was starting.
If we can just get started.
I was giving myself permission to say, I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm going to go ahead and start. And I feel like somebody out there needs this message today, even as I'm outside of my normal space, outside of my normal studio. You don't have to be great to start. But if you're going to be great at anything, you're going to have to start somewhere. Don't worry about whether it's terrible now. It doesn't look the way that you want it to look. Doesn't have the feel and the vibe. Like, man, somebody sent me a message now. I feel like I have a lot I can improve on. But somebody sent me a message like, man, I just don't, my camera quality, my overlays, it's not coming through like yours. And I'm like, if you're waiting for it to look like what I took 5 years to build, if you're waiting for it to look like that, you'll never get started. Go back and look at my first live streams. Go back and look at my first YouTube videos. Thankfully, some of them are hidden. But go back and look at those and you'll see the trajectory. You'll see the path that I took to get to what you see currently. And what you see currently is a representation of me putting one foot in front of the other, of me giving myself permission to not necessarily be great at this thing, the space and the latitude and the runway to improve, to be analytical and to review my film and to figure out ways that I can innovate and how can I take it to the next level? What am I doing well that I don't see other people doing? What am I doing poorly that is just across the board, a base standard? You can't do any of those kinds of things if you haven't started. Starting is required. And I hope that that resonates with somebody out there today. You don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. And that, my friends, is your morning motivation.